Right, and welcome back. In case everybody ever wondered if I ever masturbate to my computer, the answer is no, because every time I bump this motherfucker, the audio just shuts off. And I'm in a different location today than because...
Well, now I'm a little disappointed, Heather.
Well, it's kind of entertaining because, you know, when it gets really intense, you're like, oh, and then it just goes silence, and then you're like, what the fuck?
What happened to my fucking... Yeah, okay, that makes sense, yep.
Alrighty then. So here's a question for you, ladies. What is the most interesting dick pic you've ever received? And also, what is the basically best and the worst of the dick pics? And we also will be discussing dick pic etiquette. Say that 10 times fast. And then
dick pic etiquette.
What?
Dick pic
etiquette.
Dick pic etiquette. Boobies. Penis.
Vagina.
Vulva.
Clitoris. So, the worst that I ever got
urethra.
This guy that I worked with, we worked at a restaurant, and he, first of all, that's the biggest penis I've ever had in my entire life, my short 25 years. But he sent me a picture. Number one, it was fucking blurry. Okay. Number two, he had like half of it. Like he was standing up and he just like pulled his sweatpants down, but like half of it was blocked by his sweatpants. And I was like, I can't even see it because it's like, just like it's blocked by the sweatpants and it's blurry. And I'm like, dude, stop it. Try again. Rewind. Try again. So that was definitely a bad one. But then it gets awkward, like, with the angles, because then they're like, oh, I'm going to send it, like, super close up so that it looks bigger. And it's like, that doesn't do you any justice, because I can't determine how big or small it is. So now you just look like a retard, because you're sending me a close-up of your penis, and I can see your fucking pubic hairs and...
veins and...
Yeah. So that would be... That's like a dick pic no-no. A dick pic don't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, Heather can't hear you.
I'm just gonna not mute. How about that?
Okay.
I don't even know how I muted. I think, whatever.
Who knows? But what were you saying?
It looked serious because your face was like...
That's what my face always looks like. It's like the only facial expression. Unless I'm drunk and then, you know, I look like, I'm told I look like an angry pug. Thank you, J-Tots.
Oh, J-Tots. So,
Cherie.
My worst would probably be the micropenis that I was sent.
Micropenis. Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-huh. The best, let's see. Probably my favorite would be the one that was compared to a Mountain Dew bottle. Actually, no, it was Mellow Yellow, sorry. It was Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow compared to Mellow Yellow?
Yeah, he had the bottle.
Uh-huh.
And had it sitting right in front. And you couldn't see the bottle.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
That dude needs to be in the Guinness World of Photoshop. I bet you that was Photoshopped.
Oh, no.
Cherie's face tells me another story. Holy fuck.
Cherie's like, uh-oh, I got that shit in person.
Well, technically, no.
Oh.
I know. But I do have a funny dick story.
All dicks are funny dick stories.
Oh, this one's classic.
All right.
I worked with this guy when I first hit the fleet. And he was extremely well endowed. Not only was he a grower, but he was a shower. So he could show, and then he still grew. So, but he liked to twirl at work. And he worked in the tool room. So he'd always stand with the drawer, his back to the tool room door and have one of the tool cabinet drawers open like he was doing something. And he'd wait for somebody to walk in and be like, hey, look over your shoulder. Hey, come check out this tool. And he'd have his penis out and he'd just be twirling it. Like he'd unzip the bottom of the coveralls and just twirl it. It backfired when it was the female lieutenant that walked in.
No.
Yeah.
So he's like the original swinging dick.
Yup. Helicopter, helicopter, helicopter.
That's hilarious. I had a story and then I forgot about the story. God damn it. Shree. Start talking about penis and I lose my mind.
Tits. Tits.
Tits and penis.
Titty sprinkles.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. So, I worked at this company. We did business-to-business sales, and one of the girls that I worked with, I was roommates with for, like, 6 months, right? And she is a pretty good-looking girl. She's kind of, like, she's bigger than me, but she was awesome. So, we were sitting on the couch one day, and one of my friends randomly sent me a dick pic. And it was like, it was okay. I didn't even remember who the fuck it was actually now. But anyway, so a friend of mine sent me a dick pic. And I was like, oh my God, look at this. And so I showed her. And she goes, oh my God, look at this. And it was the actual, like, same penis. It's like the same dick pic was sent to both of us. So funny. So then we were like, I wonder how many we could get. So we had a contest, like, literally that day to see how many penises that we could get sent to us. Most fun I think I've had in a really long time with dick pics. Because, like, and then we were comparing, like, oh, well, this one's kind of big, but this one's kind of round. This one's a little curved, you know. It was hilarious. So, she definitely kicked my ass. She did. She got, like, 5 or 6 more than I did. But we were doing pretty awesome. It's pretty funny.
So, you want us to have a dick pic competition?
Oh, yes.
Oh, this actually does remind me we are in search of a VRS model who can showcase the VRS logo in the best possible way. So if you're into modeling and would love some exposure, titty pics are welcome too, as long as you have your permission to put VRS logos right on them.
Do it. Show us your titties. Oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't know that, Stephanie. Sweet.
What didn't you know? I mean, I can go look, but, you know, for listeners' sake and podcasters' sake.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
Wait, Stephanie, what am I doing?
You can't announce shit on air and then say it's secret. Oh, that's not how the shit works, especially in a show called The Tits, okay? All of your secrets will be revealed. If you have inverted nipples, we will find out. So, do me a favor.
I like inverted nipples.
I know you do, you weirdo.
Those are my favorite. They're so Why cool, would you? But they actually, like, come back out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back on the turkey baster discussion. I almost said commercial. As if there's, like, there's an inverted nipple commercial somewhere. Come on down and get your inverted nipple.
I had a friend who had one innie and one outie.
One innie and one outie? That's different.
Yep. It was hereditary. Her mom was like that. She was like that. Her daughter was like that.
You had to make conversation. Puberty hits. Okay. Honey, sit down. I have some important news to tell you. For the rest of your life, you'll have one innie nipple and one outie nipple. Now it's hereditary, so if you have children in the future, your females, or is it both sides? Now see, now I want to know if it's male and female or just females.
I don't know. She didn't have a brother.
Oh, I want to send you guys a picture. Oh my god.
Oh. Yeah. Y'all are killing me with all the secrets. Hello, abs. He's abtastic. My God. My God, that's abtastic. And he's got it like a... Okay, so what we're looking at is Mr. Abs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Definitely an 8-pack. He's even got that nice V, and he's got tattoos up and down. I'm a sucker for some side... What is that called? Those side tattoos? Oh, my lord. Hello!
Meat tags.
Yes. Those.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well then. Hey, Nicole, do me a favor.
Yeah. What?
Smush. Lean forward and smush.
Yeah, we definitely got to get the video rolling on this fucking show. Jesus. Weirdo me wants to, like, paint them. Like, I want to put funny faces on them in, like, commentary and, yeah. That so if anybody's got any funny tit stories, dick pic stories, welcome to call in. The phone number is 734-335-4939. I almost want to change the phone number to, like, 1-800-TITTIES.
Fuck yeah, you should totally do that.
1-800-TITTIES! Titty, 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 titty. All right.
You know what I want to do?
I'm too distracted by that picture. What?
Glitter titties.
I'm sure every stripper in the planet has done glitter titties. Even you've had to have done glitter titties.
Nope. I've done glitter thumb, but never glitter titties.
What about glitter clit?
Nope.
Oh, that sound dangerous.
Bejazzled. It was a thing. Piercing,
right? The piercing.
They used to bedazzle their vagina. Technically it was the vulva, but they would bedazzle it and they called it bejazzling.
I could see how like aesthetically it would work, but like when you get down to the sexual acts, like that sounds painful. Instead of the sand out of your crotch, get the vajazzle out of your screen. Next time you're in a bad mood, I'm going to be like, get the glitter out of your crotch.
Oh, my.
Okay, so I know, I don't know. Okay, so I don't know. I guess I'll ask on air. Here, stand by for uncomfortable questions. Are you ready, ladies?
Of course.
Okay. So, both of you are, I guess, Nicole, straight, bi, what are you?
I'm into, like, whatever, whoever walks by that I think, so I guess I'm bisexual. I guess you could say that, yeah.
Miss Cherie has a visitor right now and can't answer the question.
I'm going to go ahead and say she likes girls and guys, too.
I know she likes to look at guys and girls. Let's just skim past the action question. Action Jackson.
Okay, I can answer now.
Uh-oh.
And that's yes to both.
Yeah.
You know this.
Well, I do. I don't know what you're comfortable about discussing on air. Do I? Because I'm not a fucking mind reader.
I am stupid. Fuck. All right. You know what I just realized, too? I just found out it's hilarious. So my son's father and I actually had sex with the same chick from our unit. Fucking hilarious. I was like, did you really? And he was like, yeah, I did. Did you? And I said, yep.
See, to me, that's such a strange.
I know. Really, you guys, like, compare notes. Kind of like,
have you ever done this chick? Like, check. What? Good to know. Good to know. I mean, I figured you guys joined a show called Titties for a reason, so just assuming. Okay, well, on that note, what is the best and worst boob? This one I don't know. I don't really indulge in trading personal pictures like that. I'm not a picture person. I never have been. I don't really accept dick pics or boob pics or vagina pics. I don't know if you guys do. I don't know how that whole thing works. Like, do females, like, trade badge picked? Like, I don't know. Share your wealth of knowledge with me, please. Inform me, because I don't know.
So I definitely have, like, because it's kind of like, okay, well, I don't know, because you want to compare, you know, like, I've been told that I have a pretty vagina by lots of guys. And so I'm like, well, I don't understand what that means. Because when I was told that the first time, I was like, well, obviously, you know, like, you watch porn and you see vaginas all day long, but, like, what really constitutes a pretty vagina? So I started asking friends. I was like, well, what does this mean? Like, what does yours look like? What is this? Is this what mine looks like? You know, so definitely, like, I've traded pictures with girls before. And then I'm also like, hey, you're fucking hot. Here's my tits. Here you go. I'm like, hey, you're fucking hot. Here's my vagina and my tits. So it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. What makes it really awkward is when you get a new cell phone and you're not quite used to the operating system and you send a topless photo to your mother-in-law instead of your husband.
Yeah. See, that's one of the, yeah, no, pass on that one. Pass on that one. I mean, you know what? I do even, like, the jokes. I'll do that all the time. I'll go to send, like, a joke to somebody or a snide comment or a dirty comment or a warped thought. And for people that are familiar with me, every now and then I'll just, my brain will go off the rails and take everybody with it. And I sent, like, a really horrible, fucked up comment to my father of all people. And my father is, like, old school.
Oh, no.
So from that point on, I was like, I'm never gonna send dirty photos to anyone, because I could totally see myself being like, oh, here you go. Whoa, you did not. Wrong recipient. Yeah.
Well, the good thing was is I realized it as soon as I did it. And so I immediately called her and said, hey, I just sent you a text. I need you just to delete it without even looking at it. Just delete it. And she's like, she asked me why. I was like, well, we just got new phones. And Ryan at the time was up in Atlanta for training. And I'm like, I sent Ryan a photo because he's in Atlanta. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll delete it. It's like, cool, thank you. Appreciate it. But, you know, I didn't have a modesty problem when I went to boot camp.
Well, if I had ginormous fucking titties like you, I probably would be like, well, you're going to see them anyway, because they're eye level to me, aren't they? Like, pretty much.
Chin level.
So that goes on our pick list that we have to get when we go to Grumpfest.
When I went to boot camp, I was only like a 34C. Since having kids, they've gotten bigger and they just never went away. But
must be fucking nice.
Yeah, I know. Everybody hates me for that.
Hi, my name is Heather and I'm a size B if I'm lucky. Maybe. Maybe. They're my hand size full, though. Does that count? Like, you know how, like, they always say, oh, a handful is always enough? I'm like, well, hands are tiny,
this is
though.
This is B right here. I'm wearing a B, like, bra right now. That's what this is.
Da-da-da-da.
But I'm kind of looking. Kind
this
of
will be really
out
interesting
it,
when we do video. Like, I almost want to figure out how to, like, share the video now. And, like, I think, I don't know. Would you get how, okay, I have a question for you. Sorry, squirrel moment. Or, well, I guess we can rename it tit moment. When you're distracted by a pair of titties, and that's what they keep doing to me. So.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks. See, I can't even say thank you. Are you guys going to be offended if I, like, don't show my face, or do I have to, like, be a gracious host and show my face? I'm not showing my titties, though. I already had sex on air. I'm not showing my titties, too.
Doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to be offended. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I, however, am not modest at all, so.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get, you know?
We got you covered.
All right. I mean, I'm sure at some point I'll get drunk enough and be like, okay, here's my bra, but I'm not, I'm very camera shy. Like, I've never been one to be like, hey, look at me. Like, I think I've only flashed somebody, like, once in my entire life. That was in my 20s, and I was wasted.
We
I did
really
do it for beer, though.
Like, if you can figure out a way to do it now, I'm totally be okay with that. I have no makeup on, but whatever. It's about the titties. And we can just do it like this. We can just, like, show, like...
Yeah, know. I don't think anybody would really want to see my... There we go. I dress like an Amish person, I think, too.
We can just do it from the chest. No faces, just the chest. Oh, God.
The female version of Idiocracy. Just tits for the entire 2 hours. I think people would actually tune in. That's the... fucking bizarre part. And we could go do phenomenal. Facebook Live. We could. I'm curious now. There's got to be a way we could go Facebook Live. I'm just assuming Dan would be all right with that. See, I have no idea how to do that shit, though. So you guys talk. I will figure this out. There's got to be a way. Well, there's a titty. There's a way.
We're just playing with our boobs. Don't mind us. Just playing with the titties.
Titties. I guess, you know, we could actually do it from... Yeah, I have no idea. Sheree, do you know how to do Facebook Live?
From Facebook or how it connects to broadcasting in? That's a good question.
We have a caller. Oh, we had a caller. Where'd they go? Come back.
Aww. So I want to bring up something that I'm very, very
passionate about.
All right. So guys, if you are listening to this, I want you to look at yourself and be honest with yourself.
Hold that thought. Welcome, caller. Welcome to the titties. How can I help you today?
I wish you could, but sadly, I'm here to help you. I heard Heather take a break to figure out Facebook Live, so I thought I'd call in. This is Stephanie, by the way.
Hello.
And give Heather a chance to do that, and I just, you know, put more of myself out there.
Awesome. How are you? This is Heather, by the way. Of course, you know, Skype, everybody's, you know, the world is fucking with me right now and titties. So I'm very confused. So, yeah. So I hear you have the biggest titties of them all.
Yeah, I do.
So what size are you? It's like a prerequisite to tell us.
40 triple D.
Holy fucking titties, Batman. I am adding the ladies to this call, and hopefully they'll fucking answer already. Okay, I hear something.
Answered.
We have Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
I just blew Heather's mind with my size.
What size are you? Stop it. What size are you?
40 triple D.
I know you can't see Nicole's facial expression, but she's excited about your tits.
I think she might be trying to figure out if she can open her mouth wide enough.
And then Sheree demonstrates that she can open her mouth wide enough. Thank you for that.
I have a very large mouth.
I went to titties in and around my mouth. Titties. Okay, so like I was saying, before Heather or Stephanie called in. So one thing that really drives me crazy is when guys say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go down you for like an hour and I'm going to make you come like 7 times. And I'm like, awesome, bro. Like, I can't wait for that. And I'm like one of those 70% of women that do not come from sexual intercourse. It has to be like external. And so I'm like super happy. And like they hype you up and they're like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that for you. And then it's like you get down to it, the nitty gritty, and it's like, what the fuck was that? That was like 30 seconds and now you're already like inside me. And I'm like, okay, all right. Well, this is disappointing. Like, I hate that shit. Don't.
Or they lap at you like you're a dog.
Yes. Yes. It's like you know what you're doing. Like, you promised me the world. Just like I was going to come rainbows and butterflies. And now I'm just kind of like, well, this is shit. what are you doing down there? You having like a seizure or something? Bless. Or it's like, and so any girl who tells you that size doesn't matter is fucking lying to you because you probably have a small penis. I just want everybody to know that if you're listening. And so like one of my other pet peeves is they're like, oh yeah, baby, like my got an 8-inch dick. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then he comes out and it's like,
4.
Where is it? Let me go wading through the skin. Where did I go? Yeah.
I had a guy that had a really small penis and was doing sex. He asked me if it was even in.
You asked him or he asked you?
No, he asked me.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
See, Minnie's got it right. He underpromises and then he overdelivers.
Yeah, that should be a tactic for every male. Period.
See, and that's perfect because then it's like the wow factor, you know, like it blows you away and you just weren't expecting it. And so it's perfect because then they come back for more. But if you like overpromise and you underdeliver, it's just like you fucked yourself. Like you played yourself. I'm never going to talk to you again because your sex was bad. And you told me you were going to do this and that and that I wasn't going to be able to walk for days. And but I will say this. There have only been 2 people in my entire life that have said they were going to do it and fucking delivered. One of them is my husband. And one of them is the one that I'm fucking with right now. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yep. What I find funny is, you know, I get the random guys to send me, hey, do you want to see something cool? And I'll be like, all right, do I want to bite or do I not? And I'm like, okay, well, and I'll ask them. I was like, well, are you hung or not? And I'll be like, no, no, it's small. And I'm like, if you're telling me it's small, chances are it's probably not because, yeah, that's just the way they work. They tell me it's small and then they end up with something huge. And then if they tell me it's huge, it's really something small. So.
I hate those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Holy shit. Oh my gosh. I spent Thanksgiving with one of my Marines, right? And we're just friends. We're going to open up this business. And like he said that his aunts were asking him all kinds of questions about us. Like, are we dating? Why not? You need a girlfriend. Have you had sex? I don't believe you. That's hilarious. I've noticed that guys who don't talk about size at all are usually the biggest. Like, they don't have to talk about it. They don't have to say anything. So, and then they whip it out, and it's like, what? It's like the Kraken in your pants. Where the shit did that come from? I had no, I didn't even see it coming. So, those are my favorite. That's what he did. Oh,
it's meant that some of you are getting stuck.
I'm sorry.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
I'm going to put your boobies in my face. Boobies!
Yeah, I was promised tits. Well, goddamn. I came to the right fucking show.
Okay.
What's up, ladies?
Now, I want to see yours.
Oh.
Yes!
Mine are nothing to gawk at, but I'll show them.
Well, yeah, but it's a prerequirement. If
here we go.
Prerequisite. Yeah, thank you. Show, yep, there you go. Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Why is it so appropriate that we get men to show their titties first? What the hell?
Well, we're not afraid.
They have no shame.
Well, that too. You guys have had me on a show before. You know I have zero fucking shame. It's been a while, though.
I don't think anybody has any shame here. I think we're all pretty, like... Fuck yeah, boobies.
Mm-hmm. After having my dad walk in the labor and delivery room while I was being prepped for surgery for a C-section, yeah, I have no modesty.
No.
Yeah.
I think women's boobs are pretty.
What?
I agree.
What?
She
All
said
I heard was pretty.
Women's boobs are pretty.
I said, I think women's boobs are pretty.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, Joe.
All right, so I got a question for you there. Oman. Since your name is Oman, does that mean that you know how to deliver the O?
Man.
Well, yeah. It's not just a catchy phrase. It actually is my last name.
Is it really?
Yes, it really. All right. Now I got to go grab a fucking driver's license to prove this shit. I got to find my fucking wallet, though. Fuck, I need to clean the house. All right.
So, Mini-Me in the chat says, discrimination, I'm offended, where's my safe space? And I said, vagina is the safest place. And Chris, or a.k.a. Mini-Me, says, they must be.
Oh, man. Look at that.
How many whoa, man, jokes do you get?
I get them all the fucking time.
What is the best joke about your name that you've ever gotten?
It's not really best, but all the way through school is so are you a good omen or a bad omen? Once I got a little ballsier in high school, I'd always tell them to shut the fuck up. It'll work itself out.
So how good are you at giving O's?
I'd like to think I'm pretty well versed at it, but after listening to the last conversation right before I called in, I don't want to brag because apparently that means I have a small dick.
But do you laugh like a dog, or do you do the tongue game properly?
Oh no, I'd like to think I do it properly. I've never been told otherwise.
Do you hum?
If it calls for it. You can't do the same thing every time. You got to mix it up all the fucking time.
Have you ever done the alphabet?
Yeah, the alphabet. I mean, that's every man's fucking go to. You start working your way through the ABCs and then back again like you're doing a field sobriety test.
Do you have them screaming at the end?
It depends. Women are different on that shit.
Yep.
Some will scream, some won't. It's the full spectrum.
Some are moaners, some are screamers, and some just don't verbalize or make any noise at all.
Yeah, I know. And those are the weirdest ones. I'm sorry if anybody out there is that way. But for a guy, that's really fucked up to figure that out.
What's going on?
Yeah. Do you want me to give you a tip with those?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Listen or watch their breathing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I usually look to see if they're biting their lip or not.
I don't do that.
I do.
I do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's most women do if you're doing it right.
No.
Getting me all fucking sweaty here talking about this shit. What the hell?
It's more of a...
I think me and Nicole are kindred spirits.
Fuck yeah.
Boobs.
Yeah, many in the chat says if you pay attention, you can't fail. It's very true.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I think you definitely have to watch your partner. You have to read them to know.
Unless the guy just doesn't give a shit.
And I've had a few of those, and they fucking suck.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I was just gonna say for advice for the guys out there fucking listening. Look, we're men. We're gonna get off. It's just what we fucking do for the most part. You know, it's. Pay attention and fucking make it about them.
I am thoroughly convinced so how do I word this? I can't really get around the wording, so I'm just going to blurt it out. But basically, if I were a dude, I would assume that as soon as I get in, I'm like, goal! And then, you know, after that, it's just a control issue. Is that true? Or, granted, I realize I'm only surveying one male, but...
Well...
You got volunteered to be the representative of the males tonight.
It's yes and no on that. I mean, it really depends. And not so much like goal, all right, I'm fucking in, that's it, or the end of it. But no, it's the intimacy of it all. I mean, it makes it fucking so much better if you can actually, I mean, there is nothing hotter than you can feel it when you go, when the woman goes. You can feel it. You can feel the. I mean, it's
it clenches.
No, I'm not even. This is going to sound weird. You just blurted the shit out, so I'll just be frank with this shit, too. You can feel the heat from the fucking tip of your dick all the way down when you do it right.
Really?
Yes. It is the most intense fucking feeling ever for a man. I had one that was, I literally thought I was going to have to throw her off of me because my dick was, I thought it was going to burn. Now, I didn't know she was a gusher, but then that's exactly what that was, but.
Gusher.
Holy shit.
Well, I'm like Nicole. I don't get an orgasm from sex, and the guys don't last longer than 5 minutes, so yeah.
Yeah, that sucks too, because it's like, what do you do? Like, do you say anything, or you just like, do you not, you know? But I feel like the ones you're really comfortable are going to ask, and they're going to be like, you know, wanting to take care of you.
I lie and tell them it was great.
So, little piece of information. Over 82% of women need direct clitoral stimulation for orgasm. Just penetration alone generally does not do it because that's not where our nerve endings lie. Whereas the opposite for the guys, the majority of their nerve endings are in the penis because the penis is actually derived from clitoral tissue in utero when the Y chromosome kicks in. Didn't know you were going to get a science lesson tonight, did you? So all those nerve endings that the guys are getting stimulated in their penis is what needs to be stimulated in the clitoris for the women. And so, yeah, that's kind of why we have so much trouble. And that's why men are like microwaves and women need to be preheated like ovens.
Also, a little bit more of a science tip for you. The clitoris is both external and internal. Best fucking position for a guy for as far as being able to get a woman off is to be on the bottom, because if you know what the fuck you're doing a little bit, all right, so you fucking you work that from the inside, but you also use your fucking thumb, all right, if those that aren't on, you know exactly what I'm fucking talking about, but
yep. Let me ask you this area. Did you know that if you were to dissect the clitoris out of the body and open it up, that it's actually longer than the average penis?
What?
I can believe that.
I do have a giant cock. I knew it. Exactly. Yeah. And the reason why that is because what we see externally is just the glans clitoris, and that's just a small little portion. There is actually two legs that run up the interior or the anterior wall of the vagina, and that is what they are thinking, because there is no anatomical spot that is specifically the G-spot, but they think that the stimulation of the legs of the clitoris is what produces the sensations that we call the G-spot.
Yes, I did know that, actually.
Are you going to become the clitologist, too?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I am the clitologist. I'm the cockologist and the clitologist. It's what I do.
We need a word for that. We need a word. If you can think of a word that encompasses the clitology and the cockology, and we can apply it to Miss Cherie, I don't know. We'll figure out a prize, a tit pick. I don't know.
It's just called a sexologist, then, isn't it? If you can combine the dick and the clit.
Resident sexologist.
Yeah, but that's like a professional term, and we need something a little more fuckery side.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
clickologist.
I'll work on that.
That sounds like a keyboard warrior thing. Clickologist. Clickologist.
The double clickologist. Is that what it is? You got to double click the mouse.
I do that in the car all the time.
Dude, I just imagine her car to be like a go-go gadget dildo fucking mobile. I really, truly do. Like, all of her stories include, like, mobilization with all the things in her purse. She sees signs and she thinks they're
She's got, like,
her.
Hidden compartments underneath her seat and stuff. She just whips them out.
Go-go gadget dildo!
Good for this drive.
It's attached to her GPS. When it says left turn, it actually turns left for her. She's like, make a U-turn.
I don't know why you for long drives you don't just get the vibrator panties with the remote control.
Dude, Grunt Fest 4, bitch.
Because I still have to be able to drive.
Grunt Fest 4, bitch. And you know what we'll do?
Who gets to hold the remote, Heather?
That's going to be one of the fucking prizes.
We're going to take turns. Yep.
No, we're going to make a fucking prize wheel out of this motherfucker. We got to get somebody to show their tits. We got to give a bikini top giveaway with the VetRS logo. What?
I said, show their tits. It'd probably be me once I get drunk. And I'm a lightweight, so it doesn't take me much.
There's possibly, and I can't guarantee this, but we're talking about having a boob cam. Where you sit, you insert boobs into a booth, and it takes a picture of your boobs. We're hoping we're not going to unleash that beast until everybody's probably well on their way. Maybe. I don't know if we're doing that or not, but that's a possibility.
Fuck yeah. That sounds like a lot of fucking fun. I still think
we can buy
tits down.
You should all get vibrating candy. They sell them in 3-packs on Amazon. I don't know why I know that.
I don't know if I could handle that. Like, mine will just go numb after a while. I'm like, that's not doing anything. Like, I don't know. We'd have to find a third volunteer for a clit vibrator.
Me so
wait,
Sheree.
We have the answers right here. Sheree, Stephanie, and Nicole. Do you volunteer as tributes?
I'm game.
Clit tributes?
Oh,
and then
goodness.
And then we could do like the wheel of the clit. Or the wheel of the tit. The wheel of the tit. And then we spin it, and of course it's gotta have a nipple in the middle. And then we spin it, and the winner gets, I don't know, a bunch of different prizes, and one of the prizes will be the vibrating clit operator. Okay. The kid. Okay, that's odd. But anyway. Mute yourself, who's ever child. Yeah. We're having an adult conversation. I'm going to play a music thing because I'm really weirded out now. And I'm going to turn it up so everybody can hear it.
Commercial break, yeah.
Commercial break on the Tit Show. Here you go. And this is in regards to our conversation.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, intheArenaFitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is intheArenaFitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to VetRS.com.
And we're back with Tits McGee. Oh, I mean Tits Nicole, Tits Cherie, and Tits Heather. And a male. And Tits Stephanie. We're stacked tonight.
A male? Why can't I be Tits Omen?
Tits Omen. Omen Tits. Oh my God, Omen Tits.
There we go. Oh man, Tits.
I'm, like, super excited about this vibrating clit idea, or vibrating whatever.
I have lots and lots of ideas.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
Oh, I mean, they'll come to me.
I'm sure they do come to you.
That was way too easy.
It was.
No lube or anything.
Not even a reach around.
None required. There's vibrators involved. You of all people should appreciate the vibrating concept. What were you telling me earlier today about the... You saw a sign on the side of the road and you were like, I thought it was about this and not that. What was that?
So, because it's the holiday season and whatnot and it's Florida and blah, 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 blah. They have... The sheriff's office has one of their... word signs that they have posted at various locations, and it said buzzed driving equals drunk driving. And when I saw the word buzzed, my brain immediately went to vibrators, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's probably a good thing I don't have one of those for the car, because anytime I do anything in the car, it's just straight manual and not accessorized.
I was going to say that when you guys are talking about this shit. So I remember when the cell phones went from like these big giant fucking things you held to where I finally got like a razor, and I always kept my phone on vibrate. And driving down the road, I actually just set it down, you know, like you do with when you're with drinking between your legs, and kind of forgot it there. Kind of worked its way down under the sack a little bit, and somebody called, and I don't know if you remember how strong the fucking that shit was with the razor, but I damn near fucking went in the ditch. Look, it's like driving down the road, just fucking jamming. What the fuck? Oh my God. I answered the phone. I was like, call right back. And I hung up and I just sat there and waited. I I mean, if that's anything, if that's what a fucking vibrating or vibrating panties are, you bitches do not need that shit when you drive.
They come in different speeds. I don't know why I know this.
Well, there's only one speed. It's full fucking, it's just...
No, we're
going to go Monty Python right now. That fucker would be turned to 11 all day, every day.
We have one that has 30 different functions.
What the fuck? How much action can your clit
get? Why do you need 30 functions?
Functions. 30 functions.
Uh-huh.
Is that what I said?
Yes, but it works.
You've got your basic... low, medium, and high, and then you've got the different variations of pulses.
I told you her shit's hooked up to the GPS.
She fucking... If anybody needs Cherie, she's on the rumble strip.
does it talk to you too?
No. I will never forget, never ever forget the first time I was given a vibrator. I didn't know they existed at the time.
I know Cherie pretty well, so I'm just imagining, like, her reactions. I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish your story.
At one point, I was a nice, naive girl.
No.
And I... Yes.
I call bullshit.
Long, long time and far away ago.
A few were before puberty hit. We were all done for once puberty took hold.
I might have been a little promiscuous, but I didn't know the world of accessories. I thought it was just more man and woman or woman and woman, and that was the extent of fun play. And
glitter.
I got married and 5 days later deployed to Japan. And a couple months go by, and I go to chow. And I was the only female in the division. Even though I fought and begged to stay in the maintenance side of things, but they needed somebody in training that could handle paperwork. And unfortunately, I'd already proved myself in that arena. But so I go to chow, and I stop by my post office box on the way back to work. And I didn't have enough time to go back to my barracks room to drop my package off. So I went to work and ended up getting there early because the bus was running early. So I go in the work center where all the guys are hanging out, and I open this box. And let me actually grab a box so you can see exactly what I did.
So she's grabbing her crotch. Got it.
Nope, not that one. All right, this one will work. And yes, I have random boxes in my garage. So.
And they all contain dildos and dildo accessories.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a second.
I live in the land of sex and porn. So,
yeah, you do.
Same. It's crazy.
There's a sex shop like on every corner. It's almost like a Starbucks on every corner.
So, all right. So I go in and I get this box and I open up this box and I have it sitting in my lap and I open it up. There was no return address on it. And I open up and I look inside. Oh, crap. And I slammed the box back closed and I did one of these numbers. It took 3 male Marines to get the box away from me. I was 115 pounds at the time. And it
That's
because
they wanted the dildo worse than you.
They didn't know what was in the box.
There are many boxes. This is fine.
They had no idea what was in the box. They finally got it away from me, and they opened the box, and they're like, oh! And of course... They pull it out, and they're waving around like, look what she got. And then they turned and looked at me and said, do we need to go get you an Optima? An Optima would be the car battery that we use in our tow tractors.
Oh.
So,
It's a deep cell.
I'm telling you, man. She's go, Cherie, dildo. We need to come up with a name. You're fucking
Did they play
alligators.
Dick in the box when they pulled it out?
No. This was before that. This was in 2001.
No, we got
this was before step one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
By the way, that's how I tell when the Christmas season is upon us, is when I see a dick in the box on TV.
Holy crap.
Somebody okay, but have like you guys seen the dildo Christmas tree? Google the dildo Christmas tree. You will not regret it. It's literally
But how are you going to keep tree. The kitties from fucking climbing onto it? Is what I want it.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I can answer it's that one.
Vibrating tree.
Sorry. Well, shit, I can't because it's in the house. It's called an airsoft pistol. Yes, a cat gets shot with an airsoft pistol because she's a little bitch.
I was thinking of other applications of that. I'm sorry. What? Go back to... I'll just mute.
Well, don't forget that you are muted. Well, then.
Crickets, crickets, crickets.
I know.
All right, fine. Work this through with me. Now, if you could make the ultimate masturbation mobile, what would it look like? We'll do this female version and then the male version. The female version, obviously, the stick would be appropriately placed, the stick shift. What else we got? Go, go, gadget.
Vibrating seat.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely vibrating seats.
Heated vibrating seats.
All right, I have a question for Cherie, just because I know she's very into all this kind of thing. Do they have, like, the equivalent of oral pleasure for females somehow, like, simulated? Do they have, like, a tongue in a box? Huh?
Yes.
We do have yes, they do.
We do have an accessory that is shaped like a tongue.
So, if anybody would like to send me a Christmas present, let me know. Not that I need one. But just in case down the future, somehow, magically, or if I ever need one. I'm just saying.
Heather, I'm just going to send myself to you in a box then.
No. That might cause problems. I'm not in an open relationship. But thanks for the gesture.
Well, there's a difference between an open relationship and having just some random chick show up in a box.
Yeah, but then, you know, he might get interested, and that'll just be awkward.
Why?
Just unplug
We're
your battery.
We're not open relationship people at all. We're very dedicated to one another, because we loves each other. And we believe in monogamy. I know I'm on the wrong show for that one, so let's just move along and talk. Go back to doll and dildo cars, please.
Dildo cars.
Tinted windows should have tinted windows.
I was going to say that too, Steph, earlier. Tinted windows for sure. Like, or the ones with the mirrors on the outside, so you're just looking at yourself.
My thing is the pedals need to be able to be shifted closer to the seat so you can have the seat slid back just a little bit farther so that you can have the 1 foot propped up on the dash.
Or just have hand controls. Like
to get better access.
Like, you should be able to shift from the steering wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely need a hand pedal.
Yeah. Instead of, like, drink holders, lube holders.
Yes.
Like, nice. Upside down. Like, you just, like, push a button and it squirts out. Kind of like hand sanitizer.
Oh! Attach a sex swing to the fucking moon roof. Please! Sorry.
So all you gotta do is fucking hook up a different windshield washer reservoir and fucking have it hooked up to a switch. I did this shit at 16. I fucking used to fill that brand new reservoir up with beer. I'm not fucking kidding. You flip the toggle switch, you turn the goddamn fucking pump on and fucking have the tube running in. You ever got pulled over, you never get an open container. The thing's under the fucking hood.
True. Okay.
Alcoholics everywhere thanking you right now.
That's like some MacGyver shit right there. Beautiful.
Yeah, I was a mechanic for, I don't know, all my fucking life.
Mm-hmm. Automatic nipple clips.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about the female car or the male car now?
absolutely both. Female card. Did you move on? Did I miss something?
Both. Now, the mail car, geez, old Pete's, it would have holes everywhere. What else?
Oh, no. The mail car is going to be easy. So first thing you install is that fucking reservoir, like I said, for beer. And then you have to replace the airbag with a blow-up doll, so that way I can just fucking slam into a wall at about 120, and it fucking just flies out, and fucking, bah! All over it. Just once and done.
Your safety is our biggest... Wah! Sorry.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's like the simplest fucking version.
You gotta have, like, a 32-inch... LED screen there for the porn.
Why can't the women have that?
No, actually, well, you remember the what the fuck was it? Like the Pontiac Bonnevilles or whatever, the GTPs back in the day, they had it's called the heads-up display. It just, like, displayed all your gauges onto the inside of your windshield.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, so you have that for the porn.
Yeah,
as you're racing into the wall at 120 miles an hour, sucking on this fucking tube coming out of the windshield washer reservoir. It's just let
now
it
that
happen.
Just sounded bad. Guys should not be sucking on tubes.
Unless they're booby tubes. Titties!
It's going to have a nipple on the end.
Okay.
But it's
we can work with that.
If there's a nipple.
It's breast beer.
We can work with that.
You're really not sucking on it because it's projectiling already. That sounded worse, I know.
So you really just have to open up the mouth.
It's squirting titties, that's all. It's squirting titties.
It's a squirting tube.
That's not
Ron
any
says
better.
He's got a universal nipple licker.
Universal, I like it.
Interchangeable fucking... Never mind. Jeez, oh,
actually,
Jesus,
I think I need to fucking like, expound on this this tube idea, though, just so everybody out there actually knows what the hell I'm talking about. So you buy a fresh windshield washer reservoir, so that way it's not tainted with anything. You can buy $10. You can buy the.
You're encouraging like drinking and driving, though. See, that's, I can't.
You buy the little motor.
I can't condone that. I can't. I just can't. We got enough people with DUI. I have a fucking DUI. This is just a terrible idea.
I don't have one. Well, see, I'm from South Dakota originally, so there's nothing out there. The only thing you have to worry about hitting is
cattle.
Maybe.
Nah, it's just overall shitty, bad idea. Look, pretend it's go-karts, okay?
Yeah, go-karts.
Go-karts in your backyard, okay? Or a lawnmower. Or, I don't know. I can't condone drinking and driving. Sorry.
Or more, like, just set it up in your living room so that way you don't ever have to fucking move. It's just all it is a motorized drinking straw.
There you go. That I like that idea.
There.
See, you can mobilize. Yeah, that works.
Yeah. It's for the armchair backseat driver,
and we shall call it the Omen.
The Omen. Oh God, that's scary.
We should patent that right now.
It would be a hell of a fucking deal just to have a motorized keg. I mean, it's just push button.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, I like it a lot.
So let's get back to the tits.
Today.
Yes.
So, okay, I've asked about dick pics and tit pics. What's, Omen, what's your best tit or clit or dick? Equal opportunity here. What's your best pick? Best and worst experiences.
Sending
and receiving.
And which is really fucked up because I've been in the Army. February is going to be 20 years. But,
congratulations.
Condola, I can't say it anymore. Condola, congratulations.
Oh,
congratulations and condolences combined because 20 years is, fuck you. I mean, welcome. I mean, something. I'm just going to stop talking. Go ahead.
Actually, the best picture I ever got, all right, so I'm gonna bring back a contest between VetRS and WTF Nation Radio, the old ass contest. So the winner of it from the WTF Nation Radio side of the house, she ended up, me and her dated for a few months.
Oh.
But she sent me a photo, and her ass was the fucking die for. I'm sorry, we're talking about tits, and I'm really an ass guy. But it was, I don't know the angle that she used, but the fucking, the gap angle from the back. Oh, my God.
Oh, so she had a gap?
Oh, yeah, she did.
You know, I've heard that women who have a gap tend to be a little bit looser with their PC muscles rather than those without a gap.
Well, I'll tell you, this would be the exact same one I was talking about with the heat trick earlier.
There
was not a control issue with this girl. No, just, Jesus Christ. I really don't do the pick thing back and forth.
Do you need a pause a minute?
I might need to. I got a fan off. I don't believe in the dick pics, first of all, because one, I'm sorry, but they're nothing to fucking look at. I mean, if you want to brag about your size, I guess maybe, but they're not a beautiful thing.
Dude, my favorite dick pics are
vaginas. They're not that pretty either. I feel like if you're gonna send a dick pic, you need to put it up against a ruler. So I'm like, okay, now I have something to measure it against.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the only purpose of it is to just to show its size. It has nothing to do with, you know, that they look good or anything. But I mean, fuck, whatever the case may be. And I mean, the vagina pics are just as fucking bad.
But, there's actually a wall in Britain of vaginas made out of plaster. It's called the Great Wall of Vagina.
I could probably do that in my house.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Or but no, there's
Vaginapedia.
I deployed. I was in Iraq from 2003 to 2008, pretty much, without hardly any bit of a fucking break. I just, I was that lucky. Every time I PCS'd, I'd PCS and I'd get there and I was there for 2 fucking weeks and I'd go again. Yeah.
What the hell?
But
we didn't understand that.
Steph, you sound like you have a dick in your mouth.
No, I wish.
Very fucking well.
But no, I fucking... I was married to my first wife at the time, actually, for all this. And this is back right when we were starting to get internet and shit. I think it was like 2005-ish. So it was a couple years of fucking deploying before this shit happened. But webcamming to fucking, you know, see each other and fucking, you know, get off and do all that shit. It's not a pretty fucking thing.
I think it's all about the angles. Angles and lighting.
Well, that and it was
and
pixelized.
Setting the mood.
And I kind of hated the bitch, too, so.
Oh, my goodness. So, you've never sent one, ever?
A dick pic?
Yeah.
I've sent one in my entire life, and it was by request.
Hmm.
I've never randomly done it. I'd never fucking... I don't have any plans on randomly ever doing it.
I don't know about anybody else, but guy sends me a random dick pic. I'm just like, okay, you're blocked. Who the fuck are you? Whose penis is this?
Yeah, just random dicks. It's like, close your off, private. Just fucking, it's not raining dicks.
I was trying to say... So we're gonna have to close up the show pretty soon, but the chats that happen in between show stuff is kind of sometimes amusing. So Sheree goes, "I gotta pee anyway," and I'm like, and Omen's all talking about, you know, I haven't sent a dick pic, and I'm like, do it now, and you know, because we have yet to receive our first official dick pic, and we promise not to report you. Just don't send us, you know,
send it.
I'm not sending no dick pic.
Well, anyway, Cherie's response is, "I'm not peeing on Skype right now, like in front of everyone. We don't want to see you pee." But anyway,
we want to. You won't send
you won't send the tit show a dick pic. How sad. That makes me sad.
The R. Kelly of titties.
Oh my goodness. And on that note, thank you guys. Thank you, Stephanie, for calling in. I appreciate it immensely. with your ginormous titties that we hope to see in the very near future?
Very, very soon, yes.
Yes, Tiffany, will, if you'd like to send us some tit pics, we'll watch. I know Nicole will definitely appreciate them. I believe all of us would appreciate it. So if you're feeling in the giving holiday spirit.
Next week, I'll tune in. I'll call in on Skype.
Yeah, baby.
Fuck yeah.
Omen, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Oh, go ahead, Steph.
I said I was going to say I was going to hang up with and say talk to you guys later.
Okay. Would you mind? I got a quick question. Can I call you Steppy? Because God knows I could probably climb Mount Everest on those boobs. That'd be like a stepladder. It's my new stepladder. Would that be alright?
You can call me whatever you want, Heather.
Yeah, baby.
That is her nickname, Steppy.
Steppy. I love it.
Wait, how tall are you, Stephanie?
5'3".
Fuck yeah, she'll fit right in.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening, and here's a little song for the way out.
Hey girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen. Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide.
Open wide.
Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
What's on my mind? A gift real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside. It's my dick in a box.
It's in a box.
Not gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh, my dick in a box, girl. See, I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving. And I got just the one. Something to show you that you are second to none.
All the fellas out there with ladies to impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. 1.
Cut a hole in a box.
2.
Put your junk in that box.
3.
Make her open the box. And that's the way you do it. It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh, my dick in a box, girl.
Christmas.
Dig in a box.
Hanukkah.
Dig in a box.
Kwanzaa.
A dig in a box. Every single holiday, dig in a box. Over at your parents' house, a dig in a box. Midday at the grocery store, a dig in a box. Backstage at the CMAs, a dig in a box. Yeah, well. My dig in a box. My dig in a box.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, inthearenafitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is inthearenafitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time.
Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to VetRS.com.
That's a wrap, folks. Thanks for listening to the tits, and may you have a spectacular night. Bye-bye.